Jeff Woods from Custom Fit joins us. Mr. Woods, how you doing this Wednesday afternoon?
You.
Hey, I'm doing good, Jeff. I appreciate your time. So often we address weight loss issues during these segments. Some of these, we have a few listeners that want to get into some healthy weight gain strategy. So let's get into it right now, Jeff. Why or who would benefit from putting on weight?
Well, I think, Mark, like in a clinical health setting, like individuals who would have like a body mass index under the normal range. And first of all, like the body mass index, that's your height to weight ratio. And in medical settings, that's what most medical professionals use to kind of assess your health, just to see if you're, you know, in a healthy body weight. And the range is between 19 to 25. So if you are below 19, you know, you would probably need to put on some weight because you wouldn't be able to sustain, you know, being healthy. Like if you were really sick, for example, and you're really low, you don't have a lot of body fat to rely on to sort of get you through sort of times of illness. But any individuals with an eating disorder, for example, they could have benefit by putting on a few pounds. Sometimes during pregnancy, some females, if they're not putting on enough healthy weight, obviously they would have a benefit to gaining a few pounds. And then the other thing is that like highly active people, people who exercise a lot, like endurance athletes, for example, sometimes they can be pretty light. And they find it very difficult to keep lean muscle on. So they would also benefit. And then athletes that for performance reasons, like football players, rugby, hockey, baseball, any sport where there might be like a big power component, sometimes having that added weight could be pretty instrumental for their power needs. So those would be the people that would gain the most.
Okay, Jeff, how should we eat to support weight gain in a healthy way?
Okay, well, a couple of things to understand there, Mark. First, understanding the concept of energy balance. So when we talk about, you know, losing weight, we want to be at an energy deficit. So we would sort of eat less than we need, and we would expend more energy to lose weight. On the other side of the equation, we'd have to be in a positive energy balance if we want to put on weight. So you'd have to be eating a lot more calories and increasing your protein intake and not expend as much energy so that you'd be putting on some good weight. So an integral part of that is like a balanced diet. You have to be eating a lot of vegetables, fruit, and the protein thing's really important. And then that will foster sort of building the lean muscle mass. So one of the diets that's probably best from a health perspective, and you're going to keep your probability of like chronic disease from happening, is the Mediterranean diet. And that is just primarily lots of vegetables and fruits, and it's a little bit less of like red meat on a monthly basis, but that would be the only thing that you'd probably have to jig. It's just maybe getting your proteins from a series of different avenues, not just relying on animal sources, for example, like looking at nuts and seeds you know, even some of your like unsaturated and saturated fats that come from, you know, some dairy products. You want to try and take in calorie-dense, nutrient-dense foods when you're trying to put on weight. So that would be kind of important. The other thing that's really important, Mark, is this. For the average person who's not really active, probably the daily needs for protein would be about 0.4 grams of protein per pound of body weight that you wanted to maintain. For highly active individuals that are trying to gain lean muscle mass in conjunction with a good workout program, females are probably going to be close to about 0.7 grams of protein per pound of body weight they want to maintain. And for highly functioning sort of weight training males, they probably want to take in about 1.0 grams of protein per pound of body weight that they want to maintain. So you can Google a lot of this stuff online too, and you can get some pretty solid information, but that would probably be the guidelines as far as protein goes. And the other thing too, if you're considering, you know, eating really well and you need help, you should consult a registered dietitian. Okay. Most personal trainers and coaches probably lack a little bit of insight in this area. So going with a registered dietitian is a good idea.
We're joined by Jeff Woods from Custom Fit Workout Wednesday on the Jason Greger Show. Mijo in for Jason today. So, Jeff, now, what type of physical activity or training would be the best to gain healthy weight?
Well, there's a couple of things that you could do here, Mark. I think, you know, like if you're if you lead a laborious, task-oriented life, or you're in construction or in landscaping or something like that, where you do a lot of heavy lifting, you know, maybe you're doing enough in that situation. But if you're, you know, a young hockey player, or you're just somebody who needs to put on a little bit of weight, doing the old basic multi-joint weight training exercises are going to be the best. So, like doing your squats, your deadlifts, doing your basic pressing actions for your chest, for your upper body, doing your basic like pulling or rowing actions for your back are going to offer up like the best positions of leverage. They also sort of offer up the greatest potential for you to maximize the external load that you put on your body. And the whole thing with weight training, Mark, and putting on good quality muscle, it's about imposing stress on muscles where they adapt, and adaptation takes place, where the muscles get larger because of the load that you're imposing on. So a lot of these single joint exercises where we're doing like flies and things like that, they're okay exercises, but just because the joint sites are probably not as stable when you're doing a fly because the lever's longer, like there's a slightly inherent risk of injury doing some of those single joint movements. So I would recommend that people honor doing just the big multi-joint movements where they're going to be more stable, you can maximize the load potential, and hopefully your body adapts in conjunction with all the good food that you're eating, and you're going to grow your muscles a little bit bigger, and you'll put on a little bit of positive lean muscle tissue.
Jeff, do you have any examples of food that offer up high protein content, or do you need supplements to hit that?
Well, here's the thing with supplements, Mark, and that's a really good question. I think, you know, for the most part, supplements are overrated. You know, in a clinical setting, if you're, again, under with your body mass index, you know, and you're getting some professional guidance from a nutritionist, you know, some of the protein supplements can be of value. For the average person, real food is best. But I'll give you some insight. Like if you're having a half a cup of beans, and regardless of what kind of beans they are, like they can run about 100 to 130 calories for half a cup. And the grams of protein in half a cup of beans sort of ranges between 7 and 10 grams. In most of your dairy products, like a half a cup of cottage cheese, for example, is between 7 grams and 14 grams of protein. Now, one of the things that really offers up a fairly significant amount of protein, like a chicken breast, 4 ounces, is going to be about 30 grams of protein. A turkey breast, a 4 ounce serving, is going to be about 33 grams of protein. So, you know, and nuts and seeds too, like there's some fat associated with the nuts and seeds, but they can offer up a pretty high return in terms of protein source as well. And it's all real food, Mark. And you know the quality of the proteins in the real food is going to be far superior to most supplement products. The supplement products, protein powders and so on, there's a real inconsistency in North America with the quality of those products. So I'm not saying that, you know, you have to shy away from it, but it's expensive. And the real food, if you prep, is going to offer up a far greater return on quality if you can go that way.
Jeff, really great stuff. I appreciate the breakdown. Thanks. We'll chat to you in a couple weeks.
Okay, sounds good, Mark.
Jeff Woods from Custom Fit.